Chapter 9.
And he went on to say, "Truly I tell you, there are some here who will not die before they see the kingdom of God coming with power." 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain. There his appearance was changed before their eyes. Even his clothes shone, becoming as white as no bleach of this world could make them. Elijah and Moses appeared to them. The two were talking with Jesus. Then Peter spoke and said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say. They were overcome with awe. But a cloud formed, covering them in a shadow, and from the cloud came this word, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." And suddenly, as they looked around, they no longer saw anyone except Jesus with them. As they came down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man be risen from the dead. So they kept this to themselves, although they discussed with one another what "to rise from the dead" could mean. Finally, they asked him, "Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus answered them, "Of course Elijah will come first, so that everything may be as it should be. But why do the scriptures say that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be despised? I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they have treated him as they pleased, as the scriptures say of him." When they came to the place where they had left the disciples, they saw many people around and some teachers of the law arguing with them. When the people saw Jesus, they were astonished and ran to greet him. He asked, "What are you arguing about with them?" A man answered him from the crowd, "Master, I brought my son to you, for he has a dumb spirit. Whenever the spirit seizes him, it throws him down and he foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes stiff all over. I asked your disciples to drive the spirit out, but they could not." Jesus replied, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. As soon as the spirit saw Jesus, it shook and convulsed the boy, who fell on the ground and began rolling about, foaming at the mouth. Then Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "From childhood, and it has often thrown him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. If you can do anything, please have pity on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "Why do you say, 'if you can'? All things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the boy cried out, "I do believe, but help the little faith I have." Jesus saw that the crowd was increasing rapidly, so he ordered the evil spirit, "Dumb and deaf spirit, I command you, leave the boy and never enter him again." The evil spirit shook and convulsed the boy and with a terrible shriek came out. The boy lay like a corpse and people said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him and the boy stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive out the spirit?" He answered, "Only prayer can drive out this kind, nothing else." After leaving that place, they made their way through Galilee, but Jesus did not want people to know where he was because he was teaching his disciples. And he told them, "The Son of Man will be delivered into human hands. They will kill him, but 3 days after he has been killed, he will rise." The disciples, however, did not understand these words, and they were afraid to ask him what he meant. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, Jesus asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they did not answer because they had been arguing about who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12 and said to them, "If someone wants to be first, let him be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child, placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes a child such as this in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." John came to him, "Master, we saw someone who drove out demons by calling upon your name, and we tried to forbid him because he does not belong to our group." Jesus answered, "Do not forbid him. For no one who works a miracle in my name can soon after speak evil of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. If anyone gives you a drink of water because you belong to Christ and bear his name, truly I say to you, he will not go without reward. If anyone should cause one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble and sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a great millstone around his neck. If your hand makes you fall into sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life without a hand than with two hands to go to hell, to the fire that never goes out. And if your foot makes you fall into sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life without a foot than with both feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye makes you fall into sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than keeping both eyes to be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them never die and the fire never goes out. The fire itself will preserve them. Salt is a good thing. But if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another.